This is On Target St. John's, a look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know? The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
And good afternoon, everyone. On Target St. John's is the name of the show. And normally around this time of day, you know, into the afternoon hours, I would encourage people to go outside. But it's not fit to be out today. This rain is beating against my dining room window here this afternoon. And on the line with me today to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on operations in the capital city area is none other than Mayor Danny Breen. Hello.
Good afternoon, Linda.
So how's it going?
Well, it's been very challenging. You know, there's just coming out of the snow event in January that we ended up in the middle of COVID-19 here now. And it seems like the first part of 2020 has been just a series of just a series of really just throwing the city and the province upside down.
Well, I think one thing we're learning from all of this is that leadership is key during all of this. And there are many people out there who are, including the opposition, who are congratulating the province on, you know, taking the kind of role they're doing. A lot of people now looking at Justin Trudeau and noticing the work that he's doing there, and especially when you compare it against what's happening south of the border. And, of course, we have our municipalities as well. So how challenging has it to be to fill that leadership role at this particular time?
Well, we're dealing with something that, from a municipal perspective, one that we don't have the internal expertise on public health, and it's not within our jurisdiction. But we handle so many of the critical services and so many of the facilities here in municipalities that it's very important that we be leaders in this as well. So we take all our advice from the from public health, and our decisions are made to support what their initiatives are and what they're suggesting to the public. So we started, I think it's 2 weeks ago now, with closing the recreation centers here in the city and starting to scale down our operations. And we've been continuing ever since in supporting the province in asking the public in order to deal with this is that people stay home. If they do need, and it's essential to go outside to maintain physical distancing of separation of 2 meters, and if you need to isolate, then to adhere to self-isolation.
So how are you in the city currently operating?
Well, right now, our facilities are all closed to the public. We have very few employees that are actually in our offices, ones that they're providing work in critical areas. We have many of our employees are working at home. We've been able to deploy them to home. I myself am working from home, and we have our connection with our staff and with council through the technology that we have. So we're really focusing on maintaining critical services to the residents of the city, and that's our focus, to make sure that we're protecting our employees, we're providing safety in the city, and making sure that we're in a position to continue to provide those critical services.
Are you learning as you go in the perspective of working from home, working from home scenario, or was there some kind of a set parameter that was already in your emergency plan?
Yeah, you know, we all, today with the provisional laptops and the different types of teleconferencing opportunities that are available, it's much easier to do now than it was in the past. So No, it's been going very well. I always, and people that have been on council have always worked at home a fair bit because we do a lot of work in the evenings and weekends. So we're used to having a place in your home and being able to work in that environment. But it's certainly different to get up in the morning and go to your computer and carry on with your business today. But you fall into that routine very quickly.
Well, indeed. St. John's Mayor Danny Breen is my guest today on Target St. John's. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And we're back. My guest today is the mayor of the capital city, St. John's, Danny Breen. And Danny, you acknowledged this earlier. It's been a tough year. 2020 has been quite a challenge, especially for the capital city area. First, we had Snowmageddon and now COVID-19. What are you learning from all of this?
Well, first of all, it has been extremely challenging. It's been very difficult. Businesses have suffered drastically from this. Individuals are suffering from economically and challenged socially as well. You know, when people weren't able to get out during an 8-day state of emergency, and now into COVID-19, it's had a significant effect on everyone. And one of the things that has been recognized is that economic impact on individuals and businesses. I know the federal government today, just very recently, has made some new initiatives in terms of helping business. There's been initiatives for helping individuals. So that help is there. We just hope that it comes out. To my mind, this type of help, it has to be quick and it has to be simple. And if you can get it out there when people need it right now and it's simple enough that they can take advantage of it without having to go through a whole lot of hoops, that's very important for everyone.
None of us know when we're coming out the other side of this. A lot of people watching, waiting, doing what they can so that things can return back to normal. But I was reading an article today from MIT Technology Review saying, you know, we're not going to go back to normal. Things are changing. So what will some of the priorities be for the capital city now once we come out the other side of this?
Well, certainly the priority as we move forward is people and being able to make sure that our residents have their needs addressed. The economy is a huge issue right now, not only in the short term of how we help people, but how do we get back? How do we get that long-term stimulus into the economy to get back up and running as soon as possible? So without knowing where this will end or will this start to level off, you know, we have to help people get them through that. And then we have to, at the same time, be focused on how we're going to rebound from this. But things will change. There's going to be differences in the way life is post COVID-19 compared to previous, even just in the way we interact with people, even just in the way, like I would think that you'll see a lot less business travel and you'll see more people using teleconferencing and even working from homes and communicating with their coworkers like that in the future.
Well, adapt or die is the old adage. I guess we're all learning new ways to do things, and you have to pivot and be open to doing things in a different way.
Yeah, you do. And one of the things that we're doing, we've been working on now, is determining economically. We know what the external impacts are on the city in terms of the businesses and individuals. But now how we deal with the internal impacts economically, because we've had, of course, we anticipate after the storm in January, that we're about $7 million is the cost of that. Canceled conferences and the teams, the Growlers and the Edge, the season ending prematurely, could add another $1 million at least to the St. John Sports and Entertainment, taking off their bottom line. We have other costs that are coming up, giving interest relief to residents and businesses as a price tag to it. So We have to do those things, and at the same time, we have to ensure that we're fiscally sustainable as we move forward.
Municipal government, of course, is the front line. We talk about frontline workers in the healthcare field, but municipal governments are the front line in the way that people's lives are impacted on a daily basis. I see that the capital city, along with other municipalities, have put in place some tax deferrals. How will that work in this area?
Well, what we're doing is any taxes that are owing for businesses and individuals, we won't apply interest to those till August 31st of 2020. So that's really deferring the tax amount to August 31st. So the tax is still owing, but it won't accrue interest. So really, you have till August 31st, 2020 to pay your taxes.
So will that be... You know, is that open-ended? Are you open to pushing that further down the road if necessary?
That really depends on the situation that we're in. Nobody knows what the situation will be, really for the foreseeable future. So with all our decisions that we've made, with all our closures and the programs that we've put in place, we're evaluating them as we go and make the decisions that we need to make as we move forward.
Services still have to be provided, of course. How do you navigate? How do you decide what keeps going and what can, you know, hold for the time being?
Well, we're focusing on our critical services, so snow clearing, water, wastewater, fire services, streets, those things, garbage collection. Those are the things that that are our critical services that we need to ensure are maintained. And then we'll keep the other services, the non-critical services, we'll keep them going. But we have to prepare for the fact that when we have to put all our resources into an area, it has to go into the critical services area. So that's our business continuity plan. And we have a plan that we've been rolling out. You'll see some services that have not being continued for the meantime because they're not core to or they're not critical services to the residents.
I'm thinking in terms of street rehabilitation, that sort of thing. I know Kenmount Road, for one, is one of those major projects that are due to go ahead soon, I would think, but I would assume that's deferred.
No. The Kenmount Road project right now and Water Street infrastructure project are still scheduled to continue. Of course, that there's a whole bunch of different factors involved in that right now, but we're still working on the premise that will be proceeding. We're also continuing on our engineering and planning departments are continuing on with the review of applications. And still working on those applications from developers and people looking for permits and different services, because we need to keep the business moving so that when we do come out of this, that we're ready to in the best position to move forward with the business of the city.
Linda Swain on Target St. John's. We're speaking on the phone with St. John's Mayor Danny Breen. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And we're back. Our guest on the line this afternoon is St. John's Mayor Danny Breen. And Mayor Breen, the city closed recreational facilities. It was actually very quick to take action soon after we started to really understand the situation surrounding COVID-19 in the world. It decided to close playgrounds as well, and now parks as a whole. Tell us a little bit about those decisions.
Well, in supporting the chief medical officer and the Department of Health in what they're requiring from the residents and to stay at home, to wash your hands regularly, to maintain that physical distancing, and if you have to self isolate to do so, and we want to make sure that we're making decisions that are enforcing that with our residents. So in closing the parks, we had comments made, we had observations from our staff of that happening in the parks, that people were not adhering to the physical distancing aspect. So we moved to close the parks. That also enforces the fact that people should be staying at home. And that's why we made that decision. Similar at the residential drop-off at Robin Hood Bay. We had, on the last day it was open, somewhere around 1,200 cars that visited the residential drop-off. And there's a lot of things that happen down there. There's a lot of interactions with staff. There's a lot of people moving about. And it was felt that to ensure the safety and the health and safety of our staff, and as well to maintain that, encourage that physical separation, that we would close the residential drop-off. So all these decisions are made to support the advice of the Department of Health.
These are difficult times, no doubt. And, of course, the city of St. John's is a pretty big employer as well. How's your staff holding up?
Well, we're doing well. You know, they've had a tough go since January. At Christmas Eve, we had our first snowfall. Our employees have been working ever since. We've had a lot of snow, and now we're dealing with this issue. So right through the whole organization, our staff have been working very hard. And are continue to deliver the services to the residents of the city, and like every other essential worker in the city, they're doing a fantastic job. We're certainly grateful for the work they're doing, and in fact, Linda, just a little while ago, we announced that we were going to do a little something this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a virtual thank you for all the essential workers that are working during COVID-19. And helping us stay safe and be able to live in the city. So we're going to be doing something where we're going to have the ship's horns at the harbor going off at 7 o'clock, and we're encouraging people to stay at home and to acknowledge in their own way how they want to appreciate the work of those essential workers. And we'll be showing, or you'll be able to hear the horns and that on Facebook Live on the city's channel. So the best thing people can do if they really want to thank the essential workers is stay home, because that's what we need to do.
And, you know, there really is this sense of community happening now. It's not quite the same as Snowmageddon. People were getting out in the streets and getting to know their neighbors in that kind of way. And some people were having block parties and neighborhood parties and that sort of thing. We can't do that this time around. But there are an awful lot of people who are putting those, you know, wonderful messages in their windows for anybody who happens to be walking their dog and looks up and sees these beautiful pictures that kids are putting up there and all that sort of thing. So that's the kind of thing you're looking at for this Sunday
evening? Yeah, that's what we want. We want people to show in their own way and staying home their appreciation for the work that's been done by these workers. You know, these are the people that we know we see every day. You know, they're coaching the minor hockey teams and they're coaching the soccer teams, and they're going back and forth to dance with your children and all those things. So you know, they're part of our community, and they're out there doing a great deal of work and keeping us safe and healthy. So we want to be able to recognize that, and we want to be able to do it all across the city and do it in a safe and healthy manner, adhering to the requirements of the Department of Health.
I see the city is also asking people to make noise from your front step as you watch the harbor broadcast on the City of St. John's Facebook or Twitter page.
Yeah, and you know, that's what it's all about. I think people want to be able to express to our essential workers, you know, from healthcare to our firefighters to the people working in the grocery stores, people that are working through this for us. They want to be able to express their thanks for what they're doing, and we thought that this was a nice way for us to do that.
Indeed. And of course, I always get excited with the sound of the ship's horns from the harbor. Of course, I'm close to the downtown, so I always love hearing that. So that'll be great, too, when that goes around the city and people can start hearing that. Because, of course, we don't have a lot of traffic right now.
Exactly. Because of the lack of cars going around and that, you're going to be able to hear those horns all over the city. So there's no need to leave your home. You should be able to experience that in your own home.
So that's one thing, but there's definitely an economic impact. Has the city started to look at what this could mean down the road?
You know, it's really hard to say right now. I think the important thing, it kind of works in phases. And I think the first thing is that we had to make sure through the provincial and federal government that that there's help there for residents and businesses in the city to get them through this. We then now looking at the economic recovery, and that's where we've been having discussions, because that work has to happen now. So I know I was involved in the conference call last evening with other mayors and the deputy prime minister, and I can tell you they're fully engaged in the federal government and the provincial government of how we're going to be able to come out of this. Because when this gets under control and we start getting back to normal regular operations, then we have to hit the ground running here. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I'm very encouraged by the focus of the federal government on the recovery portion of this.
St. John's Mayor Danny Breen, my guest today on Target St. John's. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And we're back. My guest on the line today is Mayor Danny Breen, working from home like the rest of us these days. Have you found it challenging?
No, not at all. I've actually fell into it pretty good. I do work at home a fair bit, so it's not unusual for me. And I had good experience during the snowstorm in January, where I was stuck at home doing all my work from here for a while. So I'm getting used to it. But I do miss going to the office, and I miss being able to interact personally with the staff and with the public, and at various events and other things. So that's a big part of the job that I do miss. But we're dealing with something a whole lot more important right now.
And that's the most challenging part, I think, of all of this, is because we are social creatures, human beings, and we do develop these interactions and relationships with people. I really, really miss my coworkers, I have to say. I miss seeing their faces, I miss hearing their laughter, and I miss being with them. And that's the most challenging part, I think, of all of this.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, a big part of work, whatever job you're in, is the social aspects of it. So being home means that you have to find other ways to do that, whether it's reaching out through a text message or a phone call. And I think for a lot of us, there's other things missing that we would usually do in our spare time. I'm a sports fan, and not having sports is something for me that's a bit different. So I've been watching more movies too in the evening, and reading. You know, it's something that's different, and it's taking a bit of getting used to, but it's not too bad. We can all get used to different things in life from time to time.
Your wife was giving out Twitter updates during Snowmageddon after so many days. She said she still liked you. That still the case now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any updates lately, so I'm not sure. So, no, you know, it's different. I also have my daughter and my granddaughter here, and my daughter's husband. So my daughter is expecting in May, early May. So that's another something that we're dealing with here as well. And so just means that I'm home, and we're just going to be hunkering down here for a while till we get straightened away.
Indeed, and that's the challenging part, not being able to see some of the family members who you love and are worried about, especially seniors. What are you hearing on that front? Are people, you know, reaching out and you know, making sure that the seniors in their lives know that they're loved and that we're there for them?
You know, that's one of the things that we do very well, is just if there's somebody in the area who you know is living alone, or if there's a couple of an elderly couple, or you know, people there that you think may need some assistance, or just to give them a call and say, hi, how's it going, and is there anything you need? Reaching out and looking out for people. is something that we do, and we should continue to do it. Just because we're apart doesn't mean that we're not all in this together.
And finally, I guess your message to the people of St. John's. Here's your avenue now.
Well, my message is that to stay home. If it is essential that you do go out, make sure that you maintain that that social distance and of 2 meters. And also, just to wash your hands regularly. Just remember that this is not only for to take care of yourself, but is to take care of everybody else. And if we do those things, we're going to be able to get through this. So everybody has a role to play. That's what's really interesting about this one, is that everybody's role is very important to keep us safe. So we need to remain calm. We need to do what the Department of Health and the Chief Medical Officer is telling us to do. And if we all do that, then we'll be fine.
And, of course, we now have this virtual event to look forward to. And our musicians, by the way, the musicians in our community, comedians as well, have been doing a great job keeping us entertained online. So that's very much appreciated, and people are very thankful for that. But we have this virtual event coming up now to thank essential workers in the community, because there's so many people out there still working hard, still trying to keep those important supply chains going and keep us well. And if you want to give us some more details on that event, feel free.
Yeah, you know, that'll be Sunday night, 7 o'clock. The ship's horns will be you will hear the ship's horns throughout the city. We'll be showing that on our Facebook page. If you want to do something, staying at home is critical. You can put up, or people are putting rainbows in windows. They're putting up Christmas lights again in their windows. They're going outside and making noise, singing on their doorstep. I think that it's a great opportunity to thank the workers that are working for us, and thank them in a way that really means something. And that's by staying home to do it, doing it virtually, and showing them that we're doing our part to help them do their job.
Indeed. Stay home, keep social distancing in mind when you do have to go out, and let's, a saying that we're all familiar with now, flatten that curve, because really this region is at the epicenter of COVID-19 in Newfoundland and Labrador right now, but we want to make sure it stays, on a plateau, it plateaus, and that other parts of the province don't start to see those numbers rise as well.
That's right.
Mayor Danny Breen, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that, your city councillors, we're all available. If there's anybody that has any specific issues, feel free to send us an email or give us a call. We're always there to help out the best way that we can, and for the residents to be assured that our workers are continuing their work and continuing to keep the safety and the health of the residents of the city foremost in their minds and in their actions.
And, of course, council is going to be continuing, although in a virtual kind of way.
Yeah, that's a bit different. We're going to be Monday night. We'll have a council meeting. It will be by teleconference at this point. But we're hoping then we probably won't have one the week after, but we'll have one the week after that. And that meeting, hopefully we can do it by more a visual type of feed through a conferencing. But for the Monday night one, we'll be by teleconference. Because we are making decisions. It's closed to the public and closed to the media, but we're making availability for the media to be able to interview councillors that they need to talk to after about what went on at the meeting. So very important for us that we keep the transparency and accountability of our decisions to the public, and we're going to do our utmost to do that as we work through this.
Mayor Danny Breen, thanks so much for joining us today. Stay well, stay home. All the best to your daughter and your soon-to-be grandchild. And thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
That's Mayor Danny Breen. We'll be back on Monday with economist Wade Locke to talk about the economic impacts of COVID-19. In the meantime, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.